Idaho House Republicans' latest attempt to rein in a governor's power during an emergency is headed to the Senate. James Dawson reports.
The bill backed by most House Republicans would cap an emergency declaration at 60 days unless extended by the legislature. A governor also couldn't limit gatherings or declare some jobs as non-essential. Some Republicans called it a rebalancing of power. Others, like Representative Vito Barbieri, continued to downplay the coronavirus pandemic.
Pandemic to me at my age was a lot of people dying, and we didn't see that.
As of Tuesday afternoon, more than 1,800 Idahoans and more than 486,000 Americans have died due to COVID-19. That's more than the number of U.S. casualties in World War II and Vietnam combined. Some, like House Minority Leader Lana Rubel, say getting the legislature involved in emergency situations could slow down the state's response time.
105 chefs in the kitchen in the case of a raging flash flood or forest fire, I think could potentially endanger the people of Idaho in terms of our ability to act rapidly.
House lawmakers have tried to pass similar bills, but those were abandoned due to constitutional concerns. State senators will decide if they take up the issue next. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.